Kilman School District Administrator Georgia Krause with notes from the November regular school board meeting.
We started with the FFA presentation and a social studies presentation to bring the board up to speed on what's happening in the district. We also discussed parent-teacher conferences and the community resources brought in, including an insurance navigator and the hidden in plain sight room. Mia Vick was chosen as Taylor County Educator of the Month. We've started a new communication tool called Compass Points, which will be coming out approximately monthly in the local papers. We are working on paying off the state trust fund loan. We're prepaying that, so that's a good thing for the district. In the long run, it'll save us on taxes. Gilman is ranked fourth in the CESA area for ACT scores, so we're very proud of our staff and students for that. In the consent agenda, we approved the minutes and the financials. We hired Tammy Weir as the girls' basketball coach, the assistant, and we approved a leave of absence. In old business, we reviewed the capital improvement plan. New business, we had LED lighting update, and actually since then we've moved ahead with that project. This past weekend we had a crew that came in and changed out several thousand light bulbs for us, so I appreciate all the volunteers that came in and put in hours and hours of work there. The board considered the milk payment, and the board decided that the district should transfer funds as needed to pay for the milk snack and the extra milks. There was also a notice of school board election to be held April 4th, 2017. Bruce Ewings and Val Kalesa will have agreed to run again, but we will have two slots open on the board this coming election. In board business, we had the community sign update. The sign has been installed. Jerry Shermick, who led the project, thanked the school board, Roger Moravic for donating the building and the land, Chris Olnick for the concrete, Mike Vick for work with the concrete, John Schplinski for digging and prep work, Brett Mallow for running the electrical, consultants Daryl and Fred Romig, Samantha Williams and Gail Robicheski for running the sign for the community. Thank you to those who donated towards the sign, including SNGFest, Parent-Teacher Organization, the Lake Association, the Legion, Community Business Association, and the Lions and Lioness Organizations. So thank you to all those people who made that sign possible. Committee meeting updates, Community Ed Committee met and are looking at the walking trail. The walking trail within the school is actually open and discussed future courses that would be offered. The board discussed school perceptions, and that was a survey that they took several months ago. One of the issues that they wanted to address was committee usage, and they're going to modify their committee structure in April. Board travel, we had several board members who attended the Principles of Good Governance meeting in Stanley. The districts discussed how they are working together to provide educational opportunities for students and the role of the board. We discussed the board convention, which will be coming up in January. And then also we have a 100-year celebration that will be coming up. The School District of Gilman was started on September 17th, 1917. The Community Education Committee will be working with the School Open House Committee to plan the event. The next meeting will be December 15th at 1 in the administrative office. Then we had a closed session for a quarterly district administrator goal review, and that concluded our evening, so the board adjourned.
The November Gilman School Board Report with Superintendent Georgia Krause.